fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
It's Sunday, September 13th, 2020, and you're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm your host, James Kelso. 2 hours we'll be together today. It's a live program into which you may telephone at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and you go on to the air out there to millions upon scattered millions, land and at ships at sea. The subject, in case you haven't been into this show in the past, is Donald John Trump, who I proclaim to be the greatest thing to have happened to any of us in our lifetimes, other than a great wife or great kids, or maybe some other great thing that happened to you. Donald John Trump has made more difference in my life than any person or political thing in my 72 years. And I know that's true for many others, even those who don't realize it. Donald Trump's in Nevada today. He was there yesterday, and there's lots of good news. Let me give you the executive summary. Lots of good news as concerns Donald Trump's reelection on November 3rd. Things are looking good, folks, in all departments. Since we met up last week, no bad thing has happened. No bad trend has appeared. And numerous great things have appeared. If you care to share those with the audience, things that highlights that you saw this week, 800-313-9443. Try to stay on that theme, please, because that's what this show is all about. Let me just see. The president was in Minden, Nevada last night, and shame on me. I don't even know where Minden is. I know Nevada fairly well. I'm going to look up Minden right now. Where is Minden? I may have even been there without knowing it. Let's just look it up real quickly here. But boy, was he on fire. Here we go. Let's look her up. And he's back in Nevada today. He certainly intends to win Nevada. Minden, Nevada. All right, here it is. The RCB. Oh, smack in the middle of Nevada? Really? Wow, in Douglas County, Nevada. So he's in that, in this particular appearance, he was really striking at the conservative heart of Nevada, the real true blue, true red conservatives in Nevada. Let's see, am I missing something here in my location a minute? Oh, no, he's here. This is in Reno. This isn't in the heart of Nevada. This is in Reno, more or less. It is, there. It's near Reno and Carson City, et cetera. But he was there. Now, he's got the new format for the Trump rally. You know, I was mourning. I was ruining the demise of the Trump rally because of the stupid corona BS. It shut down the nation. Boy, what a dream come true for the demon rats. But one of the things it shut down was these tremendous Trump rallies. We may talk about that later in the show. But Donald Trump has, with only 50-some days to go, he's found a way to outfox the demon rats. And what he does, this is the standard form of a Trump rally now, he flies into a small airport. Doesn't even want to go to a big airport. Doesn't want to go to O'Hare or LAX, Kansas City International. Don't even want to do that. fly into a small airport, which Air Force One can land. Air Force One can land on a dirt road. It's such a capable airplane. So landed a small airport, pull up to a hangar and tarmac covered with Patriots in their many thousands. And if anybody is still brainwashed enough to wear a mask, well, they can wear a Trump mask or a MAGA mask, which some of them do. And that just adds to the festivity. So and he's doing these things. I hope he does them on an everyday basis. I hope he does them more than one a day. So the Trump rally is back, and Kelso is feeling good about that. Now, of course, the puke media is doing everything they can to make sure that the Trump rallies never appear on their pukey TV shows. So you have to fear that maybe the American public that's still dumb enough to watch MSNBC or CNN or ABC, that they are not even going to know that these rallies are occurring. They'll never even see them or hear about them. That's a real danger. Fortunately, they are being featured on the one single remaining somewhat patriotic national network, which is Fox. And fortunately, and not coincidentally, Fox is by far the largest, most successful, most watched network in America. But are enough patriots, enough good Americans watching Fox? That's an open question. And then, of course, we have all the other alternate media and so on, et cetera. So hopefully the message is getting out. This radio show right now, that's what I'm doing. In case you hadn't been following it, I'm letting you know about the Trump rallies. That's very good news. Let's just see if now let's go to the president himself, his most recent tweets. And here's what he is saying. As of 1 hour ago, I just signed a new executive order to lower drug prices. Now, by the way, this is just going to be a cavalcade of good news, which is what Trump is all about. So the common denominator for everything I'm going to do probably in the next 2 hours is it's Trump, it's good news, and I'd love to hear from you. Just signed a new executive order to lower drug prices. My most favored nation order will ensure that our country gets the same low price Big Pharma gives to other countries. The days of global free riding at America's expense are over. And this is Trump's been doing this since day one, since January 20th, 2017. He's been doing this since day one. All right. And he says, and prices are coming down fast, all caps. Also just ended all rebates to middlemen, further reducing prices. Now, look at this. Donald Trump gets down in the weeds. He's going down there and he smoked out those middlemen who raised drug prices. This is the friend of the common people, the friend of the working American, the friend of the middle class, the friend of patriot America. He's working for you. He's making your wages go up. He's getting you better jobs. He's making your prices go down. He's making your energy more affordable. He's doing everything, lowering your taxes, making you more secure, safer in your home, and getting America out of damn foreign entanglements. Notice one of the listeners to this show mentioned to me in a phone call earlier before the show, notice in 4 years has Donald Trump started a single war or a single war? No, he has not. He wiped out ISIS. Wiped him clean off the face of the earth, destroyed the caliphate. He didn't start a war. He just killed the enemy. Didn't start a war. They didn't even bother to shoot back. It was overwhelming force. And why? How did that happen? Donald Trump, unlike Bush 1 or Bush 2 or Clinton or Obama or his sidekick, Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe, Demented Biden, Donald Trump sent in our best special forces, unleashed, no restrictions. Go in, men, get them, kill them. And they did. He didn't go in and move in army tanks and helicopters and build airports and sort of like the redcoats in the American Revolution. He didn't march into battle wearing a red jacket and sitting up high on a horse with gold epaulets, making himself a target, and our men, more importantly, targets. No, he said, find them, kill them. And he did. They did. So wonderful. And how many troops did we lose in that whole wiping out the ISIS caliphate? How many troops did America lose? I don't know the total. Maybe one of you knows the total. I'll bet you, I'm sure it's under 1,000. I'll bet you it's under 100. Shame on me for not noticing. It's such a small number that maybe nobody notices. There was a wonderful ceremony, was it yesterday or the day before, when Donald Trump pinned the Medal of Honor or draped the Medal of Honor around the neck of one of those special forces, one of those, I think a Delta Force soldier. Was he a master sergeant? I don't remember his rank. I'm trying to remember his name. But they lost one man in that spectacular raid in which they were actually saving Middle Easterners. They were rescuing prisoners from the ISIS butchers. They weren't rescuing the U.S. They were, as is typical of America, they were doing great things for other peoples, not just ourselves. And the first man that came in his comments after receiving the Medal of Honor, this incredibly brave soldier who apparently killed a whole bunch of the enemy and saved a whole bunch of these people's lives. He said he was in the team, came off the helicopter, and they go in, they blast a hole in the ISIS torture prison. And the one fellow who was killed, his last words, he said, his last words were, on me. Now, I'm not military, so I don't know exactly what the meaning. Some of you who are military may know what that means, but I took it to mean on me means he was probably the point man, burst through the breach, and on me meaning, here, let's go, the first man over the top, and he took a bullet and died. Anyway, let's look at some more Donald Trump here, and that was a beautiful ceremony. And, of course, the puke mainstream, they're not mainstream, they're lamestream. They're enemies of the people, all of them. Everybody in MSNBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all of them, enemies of the people. They are all toadies. They are all functionaries and activists as part of the deep state, Democrat, demon rat, cabal. Of course, they didn't feature that wonderful ceremony or the words of that wonderful soldier. This is George Orwell. Now it's not a book. Now it's not George Orwell's imagination. You're in it, folks. You're living in 1984. Here we are. What is it? 16, 36 years, 36 years after the actual 1984. This is 1984. And Donald Trump is the disruptor. He's what they didn't count on. He's what Winston Smith was not able to become, not capable of becoming in 1984 in the novel itself. He realized that there was a deep state. He realized that everybody was being brainwashed. He realized he was living in a totalitarian state. And he had the impulse to rebel, but it was squashed. So it becomes a dystopian novel because by the end of the novel, he's given up. He's collapsed inside. But Donald Trump is the Winston Smith who realized, who woke up, who saw what was going on, said, to hell with this. And he said, I'm going to fight it. And he has. And he's scored incredible victories, and he's awakened millions, scores of millions of Patriots. All right, let's see. Here's a Trump tweet, and I have to keep refreshing this, of course, because his tweeting is so furiously fast. Now, I do want to check on his event today. Yesterday he was in Minden, which is Reno. If one of you knows where he's going to be today, maybe there's a – I see a caller maybe. We've got listeners out there in the Lake Tahoe area. Oh, here's a great comment from the engineer. Get this. I hadn't thought of this. Never occurred to me. He's so right. Also, the globalists do not want our troops at home, which is where Donald Trump has them. He's bringing them home. And the engineer gives the reason. Where they can protect our people. That's right. How about our troops on our border? Our troops in our cities protecting us. Very good. Excellent, engineer. By the way, that's why you contribute to RBN, folks, the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, because of the quality of the people and of the thinking at this network founded by John Stadtmiller. It's your money, your contributions that make the whole thing go. So please get the contributions at republicbroadcasting.org. Dr. Kelly's on the line. And she's right out there where all this is happening in Nevada. Dr. Kelly, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Kelso. Thanks for taking the call. And I heard that Trump is meeting with Hispanic business leaders in Las Vegas today. And then I think tonight's meeting will be about 7 o'clock. And I think he's going to be out near Pahrump or one of the other cities down south that I'm not too familiar with, and I apologize.
He's
going to
be near Front Sight. He's going to be near the Front Sight training facility.
I would hope so.
Yeah, Pahrump, folks, is out. You drive west out of Las Vegas towards Death Valley, and that's where the fabulous Front Sight gun range and training facility is located. I've got my commander membership card in my pocket right now. So Donald Trump will be out there, and this follows the pattern, Dr. Kelly. He's pulling up to airports, smaller airports, where he can gather a huge crowd of patriots with no, you know, I mean, it's perfect. It's the perfect
setting. It's huge, Elso. It's huge. Let me correct you. And because of the criminal Steve Lickasack, I mean Sisolak, and the crooked mayor, Shillery Heavey, in Reno. He was forced out of that large airport by the airport authority idiots, and so I'm glad that he went down to Minden, and I was almost ready to steal a go joyriding to get to the thing yesterday, but, you know, I'm so stoked that he's here and that people are grabbing a clue and figuring out you have these wonderful God-given rights. This is God's man for the hour, and we have to support him and not speak against him, but support him and, you know, make sure that the right things are getting done in your local area as well
the
nation.
Dr. Kelly, well said, Dr. Kelly. And I'm looking at the pictures right now from the rally yesterday afternoon in Minden, Nevada. And Dr. Kelly just mentioned that the puke demon rats in Reno, you know, they'll do anything. You know, they denied him the facility in Reno. Okay. So, but you know what? The enemy has misgauged us. So I'll tell you what all those people who couldn't go, everybody's expecting they're probably actually gathering in Reno. We don't give a hoot. We just drove down to Minden.
Yeah, because folks in Reno didn't even.
You can't cancel us. Don't try to cancel us. Hey, stay there, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Kelly's on the phone with us. So Dr. Kelly's up there in the Tahoe area, and she's really hip to what's going on in Nevada, both good and bad. And boy, I'll tell you, talking about the good, Donald Trump's down in the Las Vegas area right now, and he's going to do so much. During the break, I tried to figure out what's he doing in Las Vegas right now. He's having meeting after meeting. He's meeting with Latinos. By the way, Donald Trump is surging with Hispanic Americans. And the demon rats are freaking out. But he's doing all sorts of things down there in Henderson and Las Vegas, Nevada, today. So some of it might even be live during today's show. If I pick it up, if I see it happening live down there in Nevada, I'll just cut right into that audio for you. But it is. Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other things, some of the other beautiful things that are happening right now. All right. The implosion of Joe Biden. That is just, haven't you been enjoying that, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, dude, this is so cool. And the hot news flash is that in about 80 days, they're collecting signatures now for the recall of Governor Steve Sisolak in the state of Nevada. So make sure you get with a real man or woman in the flesh and sign that petition if you voted in 2018. And apologies for popping in with that one. But yeah, dude,
At the airport event last night in Minden, Donald Trump pointed to that fact that the governor of Nevada is such a piece of crud that he blocked Donald Trump. He blocked the president of the United States from holding a rally. That's a denial of free speech. That's a denial of freedom.
Well, yeah, because it distract. Like, if I were writing the executive orders, I would point you to the Hobbs, O-N-G, Ong website. That's a money laundering sort of thing for Steve Sisolak's Chinese wife.
Well, yeah, and by the way, O-N-G. All these demon rats are corrupt. They're all corrupt. They all need to be impeached or recalled. And we just haven't had the sense to do that up till now. But here's – so this puke governor, corrupt, the Democrat Party might as well be called the corrupt party. Those Americans who are corrupt, those who are sold out or bought out or sell – Donald Trump made the point. Are you kidding? He said, the guy who just told me, the president of the United States, that you can't hear me speak, that I don't have the right to land Air Force One on an airport and talk to you where you live, this piece of garbage, we're going to trust him with mail-in ballots that he is going to print up. He is going to distribute by the millions or hundreds of thousands in a smaller state, Nevada, I think less than 2 million people. He is going to distribute them to every man, woman, child, corpse, pet, gravestone.
Forget the wild.
Yes. He will be dropping them from the sky. You'll be able to get it. There'll be a stack of them in every bus, in every public toilet, in every gas station. He'll have them everywhere. And we're supposed to trust him with these unverified ballots that are just handed out like confetti and that anybody can fraudulently fill out and mail back in. And he's the guy in charge of his election machinery who's going to verify that these are valid votes. Folks, and the president was just laughing at that. But that's going to be going on in all the demon rat states. Guys like your Nevada governor, not yours, but the Nevada governor, these pukes will be trying to steal the election. So it's going to be a hot time tonight here in River City when on November 3rd. It's going to be really something, folks, because these ballots by the millions, these fraudulent ballots are going to be floating around out there. So everybody who's looking at this is saying, get ready. Get ready. Be ready. And we got the violent demon rats out in the streets beating people up. Pushing down old ladies, harassing children, burning buildings, killing people. My goodness. And by the way, something that needs to be pointed out, Donald Trump has done it. Others need to do it constantly. I guarantee you, every single piece of garbage at every single Black Lives Matter rally is voting for Joe Biden. There are no Donald Trump supporters anywhere to be found in any of these riots, these insurrections, this treason, this arson, this criminality, this assault and battery that's occurring all over the United States. And I love what Dan Bongino said this morning on Fox. Bongino was on there, I think, Fox and Friends or something, one of those early morning shows, where there are some patriots like Pete Hegseth. He's a patriot. And Will Kane, he's a new host, he's a patriot. And the lady host, she's very good, Jedediah, forgot her last name. Dan Bongino, I'll tell you in a moment, Dan Bongino was on fire this, he made Kelso look like, look tepid. We'll be back in a moment.
Like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. A seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, and that I love that reference to the FBI and that song there. The situation hasn't gotten better with the FBI, has it? We still no indictments, nobody charged with anything, nothing, a big fat zero. The most corrupt criminal activity in American history at the top of the FBI. Where are you, Christopher Wray? Huh? James Comey indicted, treason. McCabe, treason, Strzok, treason. All of them, treason. Not even a traffic ticket written. It's bad. It's bad. That's your top law enforcement agency, in ironic quotes, folks. Totally, totally, totally corrupt. Corrupt. Rotten. Treasonous. The whole damn thing. Why am I able to say that? Because nobody, there has been no punishment, no justice. In the biggest crime in American history, the takedown of Donald Trump, a coup d'etat
a coup d'etat. Total treason against you, the voter, you, the citizen. Total, utter treason. Worse than shooting people. They were shooting America. And they're still at it. That's one point I'm making here. That hasn't been fixed there in the FBI. Hasn't been fixed. Not at all. This man is incredible. Now, we're going to listen to him in just a moment. This man who defied these rats. And you're going to love it. This is Donald Trump yesterday in Minden, Nevada. And I'll let the president explain it. He'll set the stage. It's beautiful. He's just taken the podium. He's in Minden. All these people that were going to meet with him in Reno, they've all traveled in a giant cavalcade of citizens running to the sound of the guns, just like the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord. And here they are with the president scrambling. We won't be stopped. We won't be canceled. He comes to at this little town of Minden, this little airport. Listen to the president. He'll tell you the story. Listen to him yesterday. It's magnificent. Whatever happens, ladies and gentlemen, however this turns out, you can say, you know, you were there. You witnessed beautiful moments like this. You were there and you helped. You were in the fight, whether we win or lose.
Well, what a crowd this one is. And you got thousands and thousands of people outside. They're taking buses and working to get over here. Wow.
Crowd going wild. And by the way, forgive me for any interruptions I make to the president here. The new chant, which breaks out spontaneously at every rally repeatedly, is, you know, you hear USA, USA, build the wall, build the wall. But the new chant, the most passionate chant now, is we love you.
Thank you very much. So I want to start by saying, hello, Nevada. How are you doing? How are you? And I'm thrilled to be in Douglas County, but people are coming from all over the place. There's a lot of people for Douglas County, isn't it?
He's looking
at us. We have thousands and thousands of loyal, hardworking American patriots. That's what we have. And 52 days from now, we're going to win Nevada. And we're going to win 4 more years in the White House. And then after that, we'll negotiate, right? Because we're probably, based on the way we were treated, we're probably entitled to another 4 after that. And it should never happen to another president. It's just a dishonest group of people. But here we are. And we're going to be here for another 4 years. You know, the governor of your state tried very hard to stop us from having this event tonight. He didn't like us having. They can have riots and they can have all sorts of things, and that's okay. You can burn up the house. That's okay. You know, you call it, we call this a protest, because if you call it a protest, you're allowed to have it. Don't forget. So if anybody asks you outside, this is called a friendly protest, okay? It's true. You can't have political rallies. That's because of me, because if Biden were here, he had about 3 people. Do you ever see him with his little circles, a circle? You know why he puts the circles? Because he wants to be, like, correct with COVID, but it's not really. Because they can't get anybody to fill up a room, so they put these big circles. So he can't get anybody to fill. Nobody wants to go. Oh, boy. You know, the fake news. Look at all those people back there. The fake news. That's true. Boy, they covered. Did you see the other day? Now they're finding out that to do an interview, they ask him a question. That means they're giving him the questions. They never gave me questions before. So to do an interview, he demands on getting the questions, and his people write out the answers. So they ask him a question. He goes, bring that, bring it up, bring it closer. I can't see it. Damn it.
Most of you probably caught this on TV. Not if you're watching CNN or MSNBC. I hope you're not. But Donald Trump's referring to the fact that Joe Biden, given the questions in advance, his handlers write the answers. They then upload them into a teleprompter. And when they turned the camera on, the teleprompter wasn't ready. So Joe Biden, as he's answering the question spontaneously and live, supposedly, says, bring it up. He couldn't see the answer. And they stupidly, these dumbasses, they included that in their video clip. It's you can't make this stuff up.
Great. This is something. You know, we have a debate coming up in 3 weeks. And here's the problem. You know, Winston Churchill, did you ever hear of Winston Churchill? Winston Churchill was a great debater. Great. And if Joe gets off the stage, walks off the stage, if he makes it, which I think he probably will, in all fairness. You know, he's been doing this for 47 years, right? I think he probably will. If he gets off the stage, they're going to say it was the single greatest debate they've ever seen. Winston Churchill was nothing compared to Sleepy Joe. You know that. You know that. They're going to say, what a great performance. He was great today. He was great. This guy was great. No, he's not great. But your governor tried to stop us. He tried to stop us. The governor of Nevada. He tried to stop us. And we went to different venues. Kelly O'Donnell, you know, she's a dating reporter for NBC. Do you know that? She said, well, you know, they have a crowd tonight. Behind her, it looked like 25,000 people. That's what we have, by the way. A lot more coming in. But she said, he's got maybe 1,000 people. 1,000. You know what I got? I have 1,000 people here.
He's talking about the front row.
No, this is the fake news. You know what? It's not a question of like how many. They are just a bunch of dishonest people. I've never seen anything like it. You know, being in real estate and being in New York and being in all over, I've seen a lot of dishonest people. I think the media, the fake news, is the most dishonest group of people I've ever seen anywhere in my entire life. And that includes, by the way, leaders of foreign countries that aren't our friends, okay? That's a big statement. They really are bad news. But here we are, and this is really amazing. The governor tried to stop us. He couldn't. But think of this. He's in control of millions of votes. Here's a guy calling venues, telling them not to have the rally, calling different venues, don't have the rally. We're not going to let you have the rally. And he's calling this governor, who is a political hack. He was a political hack, and then he became governor. And this is the guy that we're entrusting with millions of ballots, unsolicited ballots, millions and millions. And then we're supposed to win these states. And we have a guy that would do that where he won't let us have it. We call it a protest, and therefore we can do it. But you want to know something? It's a disgrace. So who the hell is going to trust? You know, they say, trust government. Well, how would you trust a guy that fought that we aren't here, that we can't have all these thousands of people? Boy, you are really back far.
Folks, he's looking out at a sea of patriots. Nevada is a sparsely populated state, especially in the north, in the Reno area. There are not a lot of people up there. Donald Trump has a huge crowd in front of him, assembled at the drop of a hat. It is mind-boggling.
No, but seriously. And now he's in charge of the election and the millions of ballots. So if I'm up like millions of votes, he can rig the election. He can rig the election. And I'll tell you what, whether it's in North Carolina, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in other states where they're sending out, they're going to be sending out 80 million ballots. And it's Democrats. They're trying to rig this election.
This is Folks, this is absolutely key. Donald Trump is right on it. The Democrats are sending out ballots to whom? Ah, I thought you'd never ask. If they send out ballots to people they expect to vote demon rat and don't send out ballots to people that they think might vote Republican, ah, that's kind of corrupt, isn't it? Little bit, don't you think? That's election rigging, a little bit, don't you think? And that's what's happening right now. And not only are they corrupt at the mail-out phase, then there is the delivery phase and the pickup phase. If a bunch of ballots are coming in from a county or area that's heavily Republican, oh, they just, by mistake, find their way into a dumpster with the completely unsupervised, completely uncertified people engaged in mail-in voting. And then, if by a miracle, ballots actually arrive in Republican hands and actually get delivered, then the demon rats are in charge of counting aforesaid ballots. And oh my goodness, are they capable of lying, criminality? The FBI has taught us that. Even if they're in charge of the FBI, these people can commit treason, felonies. They have no, and they can laugh in your face like Peter Strzok, like James Comey. They can laugh and snicker in your face. They have no fear. They have no shame. They're not worried about going to the electric chair where they belong. They're not worried about being indicted or going to Sing Sing where they belong for treason, for high felonies. Why are they not worried? Because the fix is in. The fix is in. This country, talk about a fixed election. The fix is in. And with Obama and Biden, they thought they had closed the deal. They were shocked when Donald Trump upset their apple cart.
At every single place in the last year, year and a half, go modern day, forget about tiny amounts, a congressional race in New York, a small number of votes. If you go to New Jersey, if you go to Virginia, if you go to Pennsylvania, if you go to California, look at some of these races. Every one of these races was a fraud. Missing ballots, and I don't mean like 1%, I mean like 20%, 25%. They're trying to rig the election. They should make people, if you register, if you want a solicited ballot, that's where you ask for it. You have to sign papers, you get it because you can't be there. That's one thing. When they send 80 million ballots to people that have no idea where they're going. Actually, they probably do have a good idea where they're going.
Bingo. Did you see what the president just said? They actually do have a good idea where they're going. Do you understand the open door to fraud here? And if you have an open door to fraud, are any of these totally unethical people like the, I love the way the president referred to her, the fading reporter, Kelly O'Donnell. I'm sure she appreciated that. Fading. Yeah, she's fading, all right. Would these corrupt people stoop? Is there anything to which they would not stoop? No! No! Treason does not stop them. They're not afraid to commit treason. So election fraud, voter fraud, mail fraud, that's a walk in the park. That's easier than falling out of bed. Look for it, folks. The president is getting you ready with these events. He's getting you ready for November 3rd. It's going to be a hot time tonight, right here in River City.
And that's our problem. They send 80 million ballots out. Where are they going? Who are they sending them to? Are they sending them to certain areas and not other areas? Are they sending them to Democrat areas? These are all controlled by Democrat governors, like your politically motivated governor. So just to finish on that, look, just to finish on that, he's a guy that tried to silence us by not having this, and it ended up our crowd turned out to be a lot bigger than NBC, which is owned by Comcast. C-O-N, Comcast. C-O-N-C-A-S-T, Comcast. It's really Comcast, but I call it Con because it's a whole con. I'll tell you what, you know, they talked in the old days, I think it should still be, news when they broadcast had to be reasonably accurate, right?
I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. We'll be right back after this break.
Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Hey, Big Bad Donald John.
Somebody Trump said he came from
New Orleans. Hey, we're back. And we'll take some other calls here in a bit. Thank you there to Dr. Kelly for calling in. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump will be speaking live in Nevada in about an hour and a half. I don't think we're going to make it for that. But we're going to go back to Donald Trump in Minden, Nevada last night. That's his most recent live appearance. And I've just during the break, I was reading some of the president's recent tweets. God, they're so good. As I said, you know, you were alive. You were lucky enough to be alive at this incredible moment in all of history. Now, I mean, this is not hyperbolic to say all of history. The president said it yesterday. He said the greatest boom in the history of the world, the Trump boom, the first 3 years, the greatest boom in the history of the world. And there's no exaggeration in that. This is the most amazing moment in history, American or any other history. And here you are, and you're actually a factor. What you do over the next 51 days now will have an influence. And what you don't do will have an influence. Here's somebody that's got a lot less influence, and here's a puke, Matt Drudge. What a load of garbage Matt Drudge is. This guy who was hanging on to the Trump train in 2015 and 16 and appeared to be a Trump supporter, for whatever reason, this weirdo decided he's going with the deep state. And he took his website, the Drudge Report, with him. But now here's the president commenting on this interesting turn of events. He says Drudge is down 40% and more since he became fake news. Most importantly, he's bleeding profusely. That is, his graph is going straight down and is no longer hot. But others are. He lost all the Trumpers. He lost us. I don't look at Matt Drudge anymore. Can you believe that? He's down more than 40%. Folks, that's a catastrophic drop. Bad choice, Matt, baby. Well, this is one of the things Donald Trump has done. He separated the men from the boys. Drudge was apparently in the boys. Didn't make it up to the manhood status. Okay, hey, we got a little break here. We'll be back a lot with the president. More interesting than me. Oh, I'm done? I'm done for the hour. Oh, we'll be back. Yeah, come on. We're all so excited. We'll be back. Come on, man. We'll be back right after this break.
Don't stop believing.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.